Welcome back to InPod, your home for all things InFlow. I'm Nit Sweeney. I'm your host. And last week was 3D Experience World. And what I want to do here coming up, and I haven't done it quite yet, is do a full recap episode of 3D Experience World. So I was super, super busy last week. Lots of sessions, lots of exciting stuff going on. I'm going to talk about all of that, but not here this week. We're going to actually bring in someone from Dassault to really talk about some of the key takeaways from 3D Experience World, because there was just so much going on. This week, I wanted to talk about the SolidWorks Partner of the Year. I wanted to talk about DriveWorks once again. And specifically, I want to talk a little bit about the DriveWorks community. So what I've done is bring in two of the big community outreach people from DriveWorks onto the podcast. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the world of DriveWorks right now. What's going on in the DriveWorks community? Now, this podcast did get a little bit long. Like, we cleared 47 minutes. We cleared almost 50 minutes. So I'm going to actually split this into two episodes. And this episode, part one, is going to be Heather Haas and Bridie Mills talking with me about the DriveWorks community. We're going to talk about the brand new community that launched here in December. We're going to talk about the new DriveWorks Drivers user group, which is a really exciting thing that I think you're going to really enjoy that conversation. As well as we're going to get started a little bit into the DriveWorks EDU program. It's a really great program, talking a little bit about how they're getting involved in universities and training the next wave of DriveWorks users. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, this discussion with Heather Haas and Bridie Mills. Tune in next week for part two of the episode. And let's jump into the interview. So this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the DriveWorks community. And to do that, I decided to bring in the two people that really work on the DriveWorks community, both on this side of the pond and the other side of the pond. So I've brought in Heather Haas, the brand and community ambassador, and Bridie Mills, the brand and technology champion. Bridie, I hope I was right in that. But Bridie, Heather, welcome to InPod. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys on to talk about DriveWorks.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Thanks for having us on board.
I just wanted to talk about this DriveWorks community because, as I kind of told you guys right before we started recording, I was going to kind of introduce this podcast as everybody knows the SolidWorks user groups. If you've been in this line of work long enough, you've probably gone to a user group meeting, you know of them. And I was going to say, DriveWorks doesn't really have them, but it's a really close-knit community and we really talk together and we work together on a lot of stuff because we all kind of encounter the same challenges on a day-to-day basis. However, Bridie, you've got your DriveWorks Drivers mug right in front of you. So
I was going to share it then, but it's a podcast.
Unfortunately, yeah, we're not on video yet. One day, hopefully. But yeah, there's the DriveWorks Drivers, which is like a DriveWorks user group meeting. So I wanted to talk about all of that, as well as a ton of other stuff, part of it being kind of how I got into DriveWorks in the first place. So I guess, where should we start? Bridie, Heather, where do you want to start with the whole DriveWorks community and just talking about how DriveWorks is with different people and what we're doing and how we interact with other users? How do we want to kick this off? I'll leave this open to you to you two.
Sure, Bridie, do you want to start a little bit? I think there's so much to share, Nick, because as you know, the team at DriveWorks, I mean, we're all about community and we support so many different areas of both the SolidWorks as well as DriveWorks community. So, but I think it bears to mention a fairly significant thing we launched for our DriveWorks community late last year was, in fact, our new customer portal area of the DriveWorks website that's been redesigned and relaunched called My DriveWorks. And I'll let Bridie share a little bit about that.
Yeah. So as you all, a lot of you may already know, we had the DriveWorks Hub, the DriveWorks community, which is the place you go to get all your software downloads, all your resources, technology, anything like that. And we thought, what better way to use, obviously lockdown and COVID, let's just innovate that and make it even better. So we decided to create a brand new DriveWorks community. Everything completely new, completely sort of revamped, new features, functionality. As you know, we always like to improve and be moving along with technology and things. So the marketing and dev team did an amazing job of all coming together to create that And it's, yeah, been great. So we've had, I think 1,000 people have signed up to it so far, which is amazing since it was only launched in December. And it also shows just how active the community is out there. But we've got the brand new forum on there. So, you know, all our customers can get into the community, communicate with each other all about DriveWorks. Hey, I'm using this feature. What functionality are you using? All those kind of things. Obviously download the latest release of the software. Find things such as like webinars. So, you know, whether you're brand new to DriveWorks and you just think, ah, where do I start? Or, you know, you're a seasoned pro and you've been using it for 10 plus years, there's resources galore for you to explore in there. And yeah, it's all brand new and fun to use. On that, actually, it's probably good to mention that with the new community, we decided to launch a new online learning portal. This was a huge thing that we wanted to do and achieve because we know that our DriveWorks users never want to stop learning. So what better thing to do than create a portal for that? So all of the sort of DriveWorks solo training, express training, all the sort of pro training, everything is all in there for you to be able to sort of search, oh, I want to learn more about forms. Great. Have a look at this webinar. All those kind of things you can find inside it. So yeah, you can spend hours getting lost in different tech resources in the community.
Is the community free for anybody to access it? Obviously, what you can do within it should be somewhat predicated on the license that you have, but can anybody get in and register for the community?
Yes, yes. So if you, obviously DriveWorks Express is inside every license of SolidWorks. So if you have Express and you create a community account, your account will reflect obviously your permissions, but you'll still be able to access things such as the DriveWorks Express certification and access, you know, if you wanted to have a go with solo, have a, you know, download the trial of that, have a look at the learning resources there. And then obviously as people advance with the software, that's when different bits of functionality will come in. But yeah, open to everyone. Anyone can make an account in there.
That's really cool. I didn't know it was anybody could access it. I found out about it because I went to download DriveWorks 18.1 and the site that I went to looks different all of a sudden. So I was a little bit betrayed that no one told me about this happening beforehand. And then I remembered, oh yeah, Tom did tell me about this. Oh yeah, oops.
We've had a few of those emails, so don't worry.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise for you. It's a pleasant surprise. I will add to Bridie did a great job explaining it, but you know, the idea of creating this flexible learning environment, because there are folks that are working from home and it complements any training that obviously the resellers do training, our resellers do training for our customers, but this effort was really to complement anything and work with, you know, the customers and resellers to nurture a flexible learning environment and to create independent learning for folks. Because I think we are in a hybrid learning situation, even pre-pandemic. I think people learn either in person or online. I think my daughter even finished her university degree in a hybrid situation where she had one class online and four classes on campus. And so I think creating the online learning portal and making it as fun and engaging too. There's gamification, Bridie. I think there's badges. There's different points that you can score based upon efforts that you've made to expand your learning. So anybody that does have access to the community should go have a look at it.
And that was launched in December. And you guys had a very busy December because on top of launching the new DriveWorks community, I hinted at this earlier. You tried to show your mug, Bridie. The DriveWorks Drivers program was also launched in December. And I'm still learning a little bit about this. So, Bridie, can you kind of tell me, or I guess Heather, or whichever one of you two, I'll leave it open. Can you explain to me what this DriveWorks Drivers community is? Because, A, I want to know all about it. And I'm sure the listeners would want to as well.
Sure, I'll start and then Bridie can help because it's really been a joint effort between Bridie and I to create this program. For a long time, both Maria Sarkar and Glenn Smith, the co-founders of DriveWorks, anybody that knows Glenn and Maria, whether on the booth or from years of visiting with DriveWorks otherwise, have always had a vision to create an opportunity for our customers to get together
and network, share, and connect with each other. We've seen it every year at our annual training event, DriveWorks World, that there's a lot of benefit of having like-minded people getting together to share their information, whether it's learning or feeling like they're maybe not isolated in some of their challenges. And this pandemic and virtual environment gave us the opportunity to, for Bridie and I, to work together to create this virtual networking meeting opportunity for DriveWorks customers. So it is available to customers as well as our technical reseller folks. And we launched it on December 10th. And the basic outline of the meeting was to provide a little bit of a technical update from the team, whether it's just a little update on a service pack being released or something. At our first meeting, we had both Glenn and a member of our tech team, Ollie, speak about Drive apps. And they spoke for about 15 to 20 minutes, but then we handed it over to the customers because the customers tell the best stories ever about what they've been successful with, but also what Definitely. They've been challenged with. And I think that's where the learning happens. And so Bridie and I have kind of taken a co-hosting MC approach to it. And so between the two of us, I think our meeting went really well, but Bridie can add a little bit more to that.
Yeah, I think you've covered most of it there, Heather. Like I said, it was just a really fun thing to work on. It's something that Glenn and Maria had envisioned for a long time, and it was great to actually get that put into practice. We had loads of members of the team sort of joining us. It was really fun creating all like the content for it. So obviously we have the logo, which we actually pleasantly refer to as Cog People. And I'm sure if you had a little quick search on for DriveWorks Drivers, you'll actually see our Cog People logo, which is all about connecting the users together, bringing everyone together, and just have a big chat all about everything DriveWorks. Like Heather said, customers and users want to hear from other users, and that was such an important part of it. It's just all about knowledge sharing. And it's a bit like, you know, if anyone's been to DriveWorks World before, the opportunity at the end of the day when you've had all your technical sessions and you just share a beer and you know, chatting about the latest functionality. It was trying to bring that, but in a virtual environment where people from New Zealand could chat with people from India, with people from the US, from Canada, and, you know, Europe and the UK and everywhere else in between, and just create this wonderful environment. So we've got the next one coming up on March 11th, if I'm correct, which is pretty soon and exciting, and we've got even more, you know, people lined up, users. We also did a quiz last time, which is just a bit of fun. It is an evening
like a
session
pub quiz.
So kind of, it was a Kahoot quiz, if anyone's heard of that. So it's like an online thing where you can, the answers are sort of done on your phone, so there's no cheating involved, and it was all about DriveWorks. And, you know, we had some pretty competitive people out there, don't you agree, Heather?
Yes, we did. And we did some prizes. And Nick, yeah, it is the DriveWorks Drivers version of a pub quiz. What would we be without a pub quiz at DriveWorks, right? I mean, what would that be? And
exactly.
So, and we did, we hosted two meetings. I think that's super important that we wanted to address a global audience. And so we hosted two live meetings, and they were hosted at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. GMT. And on March 11th, like Bridie said, when our next meeting is, they'll be hosted at the same time. So if there are any customers interested, I think notice has gone out in a couple of the newsletters over the past couple months. So take a look at that. And you can also look at it on the DriveWorks website.
And I'll definitely post about it in the description of the podcast. That way everybody can know about it, and that way we can all
That's
remember
great.
It, because I'm very excited about this, because I love that part about DriveWorks World. Bridie, you're absolutely right. That's one of the really cool parts about it. Like, the sessions are fun and getting to see all the new functionality, but having everyone at the end of the day go to whatever bar has been selected to just have a drink and play games and talk and get to interact with each other in a professional and personal level. I think that's one of the coolest parts about not only the driver's community, but the SolidWorks community as a whole, the 3D experience community. Sorry to so. This whole community, we're all about working together and talking together and sharing our experiences. And I think that's so cool. It's so exciting that, A, I'm just learning about this in the last 35 minutes or so. And I'm really excited for March 11th. And I will definitely be there. I hope we can have, you guys had what, just shy of 100 last time. Hopefully we can get 1,000 this time.
It's a big audience.
It's ambitious.
But yes,
let's do it.
Yeah, that would be great. Wow.
It is. The quiz might be a bit more difficult, but it'd be cool to see everyone on board.
Got to move it on to Sporkle then. The Sporkle quizzes. Sorry to all of the listeners. That's so at Dryberts, one of the things that you do at lunch is Sporkle quizzes. At least when everyone's in the office, you do Sporkle quizzes at lunch. Like all of the North American sports teams, that was the one that they tried to get me to give them all the answers. We did not finish it. I was a little bit disappointed in myself.
Next time,
but next time, yes, I actually have finished it once. I try it every once in a while. But the whole knowledge sharing also kind of leads us into teaching the next, I don't want to say the next generation because I'm only 24, so it's not like I'm old, but I want talking about training that next wave of Dryberts users. And I think a lot of that comes from the Dryberts EDU program. And Bridie, you're really, really involved with this, especially over in the UK. I'm actually getting to work with, in America, college students and over there, university students. You get to teach these kids about Dryberts, and I say kids, young adults, about Dryberts. So Bridie, can you talk to us a little bit about that program, maybe what you've really enjoyed about doing the Dryberts EDU program and kind of what your goals are for 2021?
Yeah, definitely. I love the EDU program. It's definitely one of my favorite parts of my role, and something that I got to join or sort of be a part of quite soon after I joined. So a couple of months after I started, I did our first Dryberts Express certification training day, which is basically part of the EDU program where myself and one of our technical colleagues will go into a college or university over in the UK, and we'll actually host a training class either for mechanical engineering students or product design students, and it'll all be about the Dryberts Express certification. So we'll get them, you know, up to scratch on, you know, what is design automation, how do I capture different aspects, how do I create forms, create rules, all that kind of thing. We get them really knowledgeable on that, and then they've actually then got the opportunity to take the Dryberts Express certification itself, but have, you know, I mean, I might not call myself an expert, but we've got some experts on hand to be able to help them out if they have any issues. And it's just a great way for them to learn a new skill that they can obviously use their SolidWorks skills along with an extra skill. And we always sort of target it as, you know, adding an extra, a boaty arrow, is that the right phrase? I'm not sure, but another, an extra qualification on your CV, on your resume. And it's just kind of grown and grown. Obviously COVID hit, and that stopped us from going into universities, but we have actually, and this is where Heather comes in, we actually hosted our first ever Dryberts Express training session, one virtually and two over in the US. So myself, Heather, and our colleague Ollie, who's technical, he taught the training class with a group of students over, and I was at Monroe Community College near you.
Yeah, Heather, it was the Alamance Community College in North Carolina. Yep.
Alamance. So we hosted the session with them, and we had about seven or eight students, I think, for one session, and then it was rerun again later in the day. So obviously, as with anything, when COVID hit, virtual things always have a few teething problems, but we managed to get, you know, the students up to a really good level. They were really engaging, loads of questions and things. So it was great to be able to not only spread the program from the UK into the US, but also do it virtually. And that, when you're talking about the plans for the future, it's definitely to get more people certified around the world, more people taking the program on in the US and beyond. I actually had a conversation with one of our resellers in Denmark last week, and they really want to take the program into Denmark. So that's pretty cool. We're going to have some students at college learning all about Dryberts Express and beyond. So that's really fun. So yeah, it just seems to be growing and growing. And yeah, the big plan is get as many people certified as possible. Mexico is a great example of a country, and the schools over there have just adopted the program without us really needing to do all that much. They have just seen all the resources, gone, I know, I'm going to teach the students this, and then off they've gone, and we just see all the passes come through. So that's amazing. Also, as we're talking about education, and I will shut up shortly, but it's quite nicely today, it ties in nicely as today, as part of the overall education program here, we also do a lot of sort of community outreach. And that's more working with younger students to get them a lot more knowledgeable about digital careers and, you know, helping them to, you know, make those informed decisions about, oh, I don't know what career I want to pursue. Do I have to be technical in order to work for a digital company like DriveWorks? Do I need, you know, all these skills? Do I have to be a whiz at maths? And it's just getting them to understand that there's loads and loads of different career options within a digital company. So today, myself and two of my colleagues, Sophie and Lucy, have been working with some, they're year eight stills in the UK, but 13-year-olds, what would they be?
13, I guess that'd be eighth grade. So yeah, 13, 14?
Yeah, 13, 14. So it's a group of girls. It's called Girls in Computing, and it's a three-day work experience event, and it's all targeted at getting more girls to take more digital career options when they, you know, as they pick the more important subjects later on. So we've just been working with them on different projects. So their big project is to create a configurable, environmentally friendly product that they can then obviously go off and sell around the world. So they're going to report back to us tomorrow with all their presentations. But we've got, I think one of them is called the Shine-O-Matic 9000, which is a configurable light that puts like any reflection on the wall that you want. And then there's also a customizable skateboard that you can have customized to like spray painted and names on it and stuff. And they've just been amazing. Like all the logos they've come up with and all the ideas. It's quite impressive that, you know, these girls are only 13 and they're thinking so advanced. So I have waffled on quite a lot, but I think that shows that there's a lot going on with the education program at DriveWorks, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
And Heather, I'll turn it over to you because I want you to talk a little bit about the US side of this and hopefully where we're going with it. But I just wanted to say that one of the things that I think is the most valuable about these college age kids going through this is they're thinking in that automation vein. With everything that's happened in the last little over a year, I guess, we've all had to adjust and we've all had to learn how to do stuff differently. Automation being one of those things. Companies are starting to look at, well, what can we do to be efficient, be more efficient than we already are? And I think just having that as something like, oh, I can think about automating my designs. I can think about automating the work that I do. I think some people, it's a foreign concept to them and they go, I can't automate this. It's a design. How is that even possible? Versus if you've got people that are in their engineering classes in college, they're going to learn how to do that and they'll be familiar with it. So when they get there and their boss says, how can we be more efficient? Something like, hey, let's automate something should be the first thing that comes to mind. I think that is huge for their career going forward. I think it's going to be huge for just every company going forward, especially with what's happened over the last year. But Heather, I wanted to ask you about the US side of the EDU program, because this is something that when I came back from DriveWorks in 2017, I really wanted to try to get this kicked off with Ohio State. You know, the school that I went to, I wanted to get a bunch of OSU students, and I managed to get my roommate to get DriveWorks Express certified. But I wanted to get everybody involved. And Heather, I wanted to ask you, A, how close are we to doing that? And B, just kind of what's been going on the US side? Are we getting into more universities, or is it still just the one community college down in North Carolina?
Sure. So the challenge here in the US, of course, is finding the right contact to get into a school. And that's not meant to sound negative. It's just kind of like when you approach a school with something that you want them to add to their curriculum, most of the schools, the curriculum is already kind of signed, sealed, and delivered. And so approaching the schools, getting to the right person within the university, that's challenge number one. But the schools that we have been able to approach, we actually have had DriveWorks Express adopted by, and it's interesting because I'll speak to you about it because you understand community college versus a four-year university. We've actually seen community colleges adopt it a little bit quicker than the four-year university, because I think with the community college, a lot of those schools are working with perhaps adults that have changed careers, people that are looking to be employed, you know, that might have lost employment. You know, as a matter of fact, one of my very first user group meetings was at Monroe County Community College out in Michigan. And I met a man that was going to college there, and he went on to work for a customer that ultimately ended up buying DriveWorks. And so it's a great story and I love to tell it, but I think the community colleges have adopted it because they're all about building skills
and adding those certifications to your resume to help increase employability. So getting into the four-year universities has been a little bit more of a challenge, I think more just because of the size and breaking that communication barrier. And so, but we, when we launched, and what I will say is at DriveWorks, we always find a way to address the problem, not the problem, but address the situation and find a way around it or find a way through it. And when we just launched this talent with the new learning platform that we have, we're actually hoping that having built this new platform for learning, we can reintroduce it to some of the schools where we haven't had as much success. But I will say that I would be totally interested in working. If you have a contact at Ohio State, I actually reached out to someone at Ohio State and unfortunately didn't hear back from them. But again, that challenge number one is connecting to the right person. But we are pleased that it has picked up in three or four community at the community college level. But we've sent out a ton of information to a lot of the technical schools as well, because again, they're all about skills building and employability. But I think it kind of goes right into, and if you would indulge me, because it does kind of flow right into it. We became, as working with students, like in the UK with Bridie doing some of these career fairs and working with some of the younger students, we started to sponsor FIRST Robotics. The FIRST Robotics organization here in the U.S. I know it's a global program, but it's super popular here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. as a means of sponsoring these teams to show students at the high school level, freshman, sophomore, junior, that they can add on to their, because SolidWorks is a big sponsor to FIRST Robotics. And so as our Express product sits inside of SolidWorks, it was to give these students a chance to learn this design automation skill to complement their CAD learning. But also what we've done is we've actually taken it one step further, Nick. We're actually offering a free license of Solo to all of the FIRST Robotics teams, because we have identified an opportunity there for the FIRST Robotics teams to automate different parts of their robot assembly. And last year, we kicked off our sponsorship and we gave probably about 60 teams worldwide a license of Solo. Of course, the season was truncated by the pandemic and things didn't kind of work out. But again, as we do at DriveWorks, we figure out a way to kind of address that. So we figured we'll build up our learning resources and we're still going to sponsor teams this year. The competition season looks a little bit different because it's remote and it's virtual, but we're still providing licenses to teams that are still interested in learning about design automation. So I think continuing to socialize it here in the States, to round back to the education program, continuing to socialize it and talk about it will build up traction in the education community. But we do have a fun fact. We do have our certifications listed on the SolidWorks certification website. I worked with their worldwide director of certification. And so we work really closely with SolidWorks. So they listed our certification on the SolidWorks website, which is great. Because again, socializing it and talking about it and promoting the value of design automation. Like you said, anything can be automated. Yeah. When you're doing CAD design, there's, even if it's one part, like Bridie and I do a ton of presentations just on Express. And even if there's one part of your assembly that can be automated, why not save time with using it? And so that's where we stand right now. So US is definitely growing. There's a lot of work to do, but we are up for a challenge, because while I'm here in the US, I have an entire team behind me in the UK, which is great to have, and to have the tech team as well as folks like Bridie and Maria and our marketing team, which are the best in the business, to give them a shout.
So that wraps it up for this week of InPod, part one of my discussion with Heather Haas and Bridie Mills. I hope you guys enjoyed part one. Tune in next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about the EDU program as well as other really exciting stuff going on with DriveWorks. You don't want to miss it. All right. Talk to you guys next week. See you.